Manchester County were denied the chance to make history as they lost the FA County Youth Cup final against Bedfordshire on penalties. A truly remarkable game from Spotland in Rochdale saw Manchester lose a 3-0 lead after Adam Bazina and Josh Smethurst had found the net in normal time before Bazina clinched his hat-trick to level after the visitors had hit four in extra time. Then Aaron Fulton's double save for Bedfordshire from the spot kicks broke Manchester hearts. Manchester went into this game having recently clinched promotion back to the top division, and with the sun shining over Rochdale and an energetic crowd, we were set for a great final. And what a final it was. The first half was one of limited chances, however, with both sides trying to boss the midfield. Captain Mike Taylor was pulling the strings for Manchester and linking up well with Elliot Goodwin and Johnny Poyser down the wings. Poyser and Taylor both went close with long-range efforts, and Bedfordshire clipped the bar at the other end. But neither keeper was really tested, and the sides went in goalless. Into the second half, and manager Jamie Blood must get special praise for his words at half-time, because Manchester then had a quite unbelievable spell, scoring 3 in 14 minutes. Straight from the restart, a trademark Taylor run saw him brought down in the box. Easy decision for the referee, and up stepped lone striker Bazina from 12 yards. Fulton saved the first effort, but Bazina was quickest to react and slotted in the follow-up. Sam Rathbone then struck the bar for Manchester, before Bazina got his second on 52 minutes. A spillage from the Bedfordshire keeper saw Bazina again react quickly to turn it in. Blood then made a change in midfield, bringing on Josh Smethurst, and with his first touch he made it 3-0. Poyser created space on the left and crossed low and passed the keeper for Smethurst to tap in. Manchester were in complete control now, and it just looked a matter of how many they would get. And number 4 looked on the cards as Taylor was played clean through. He managed to round the keeper, but just couldn't get his shot away, and Fulton recovered. Football can be strange and inexplicable at times, and this was surely one of those times, as Bedfordshire went straight down the other end and scored to start their comeback. A smart save from Manchester keeper Matty Green fell nicely to Charlie Rainsford, who slotted in. Manchester were still creating all the chances, and still looked the better team, but just couldn't find the fourth. Bazina hit the bar, and Taylor missed another one-on-one before Lee Gregory saw his overhead kick saved. With time now running out, and the crowd getting right behind the home side, Bedfordshire got their unlikely second. Bradley Johnson showed his skill to get into the box and fired in off the post, with 4 minutes remaining. Into stoppage time he went, and after a scramble in the Manchester box, Josh Terry tapped in, only for the linesman to flag for offside. Cue arguments from both managers and players before the referee decided to overrule his assistant and award the goal. Delight for the away team, astonishment from Manchester. With the momentum firmly with Bedfordshire, they found a fourth in extra time. Captain Lee Stevens headed in with 8 minutes remaining. But Manchester weren't finished and played through the exhaustion and pain to snatch an equaliser. Goodwin was tripped in the box and upstepped Bazina to complete his hat-trick. So to penalties it went. An incredible rollercoaster of a game had one final trick up its sleeve, and his name was Aaron Fulton in the Bedfordshire goal. He saved Manchester's first two penalties, and Bedfordshire scored all theirs to win 4-2. Heartbreak for Manchester and for the home fans, on a day that summed up the phrase what could have been. But they gave it their all and can be very proud of their achievements this season and their manager Jamie Blood. I caught up with him after the game. Okay, Jamie Blood, commiserations, just pips at the final hurdle there, but what performance?
Yeah, but I hate to say it, best team lost on the day. Just silly mistakes have cost us goals when we've gone 3-0 up. We could have been 4-0. We've hit the bar two or three times in the second half. Gone into extra time, tired legs, very tired. Credit to him, we came back at 4-3 and I thought we were going to go on and get a winner. Can't wait to see the stats, how many shots we've had, how much possession we've had, and that kind of stuff, because we really did dominate the game.
Well, talking about stats, I think Mike Taylor and John Poyser must have had 10 shots each. I mean, I don't know how you've only got three there. How you've only got four there, that's amazing. Where'd you go from here? How the lads doing in there, are they?
It hurts a lot. It hurts me, it hurts the lads, and I'm glad it hurts him. I'm glad it hurts him because it shows what it means to him, and it shows what we've been through this season as one unit. There's 20 lads in there, four haven't been selected today, and they're just as devastated. Doesn't matter if they missed a penalty, if they didn't take a penalty, if they've part of the squad, played one game, 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there. We're all the same, all absolutely devastated. But I'm proud of every single one of them. We played the best football, and I said pre-match to him, do yourself justice. Entertain people, do yourself justice, let everyone see what you can do. And for me, they did it. They were the best team. They knocked the ball around well, and on another day we're 4-5-6-0 up in the first half instead. Yeah, it's hard to swallow.
Absolutely. Well, the big crowd here today certainly were entertained, so onwards and upwards.